The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Today I managed to pick up tickets for the Foo Fighters at the RDS tomorrow, so I'm very happy that I'll be able to slip out the door and get to see it. What am I likely to hear, John? What's on their set list?
Oh, I'd say you'll get plenty of middle-of-the-road lumpin' rock.
Middle-of-the-road lumpin' rock. That's how you're describing it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are a journeyman of bands, Foo Fighters. They came out of the traps with Big Me, which was absolutely incredible. Colour in the Shape was the second album. That was brilliant too. But they've just been doing the same thing over and over and over again. They're going to be releasing their 10th album next year. Please don't. Please stop. Like, you're not adding anything to the culture. You're adding some, like, distorted guitars and lyrics that mean little or nothing. I mean, the last five Foo Fighters albums are unidentifiable between themselves.
That is absolutely not true.
No, it's not. It is true.
What do you think, Dee?
Name them then.
I want to agree with John, but I also feel really bad for raining on your parade, Matt.
You're a much nicer person, Dee.
If he wants to look at some lumpin' rock and roll, middle of the road, meat and potatoes rock and roll, he's perfectly entitled.
What I will say is they've never really been for me. They've never really been my style of music, but including their first album.
But what have they written in the last 10 years that anybody remembers?
They have a lot of fans, though.
Oh,
Highways, the album 2014, is a terrific album. Absolutely brilliant. And to say it's like any of the other albums around is actually just nonsense.
That's not really.
It is nonsense. It doesn't sound anything like when there were albums before.
Foo Fighters albums all sound like each other, Matt. That's what the Foo Fighters are. They just know how to do one
but
thing.
But maybe if you liked the band a bit more, you'd argue that they had their own distinctive sound.
Well, that's the problem, Dee. I should like them more.
Okay, they're right up your street.
They're everything that I love in music. They got a very charismatic frontman who is in love with the history of rock music. Mm-hmm. And all his idols are, you know, John Lennon, Bob Dylan. He was in a band with Kurt Cobain, for Christ's sake. Why is it these guys who have such brilliant taste in music have such average bands?
Let's hear a little bit of Everlong. Just to show John Cadell's hypocrisy, I'm going to run. He was playing his air drums there. Like he only ever
it's
does
Everlong.
Whatever music that he likes, he does
it's
that.
It's Everlong, but One Swallow Does Not a Summer Make, Matt. That's from the second album, which I have already said, if you want to listen back to your own show, is brilliant. That's Everlong. It basically begat Phantom. So, look.
Right, okay. The Foo Fighters are on tomorrow evening, and I'm certainly looking forward to it, as I know many, many people are looking forward to it. I see on the set list, though, from Glasgow the weekend.
Don't be giving away the set list.
There's a relevant thing here, right? The boys are back in town, presumed Thin Lizzy cover. It is incredible to think that, I know he's dead now, over 30 years at this stage.
Phil Lynott
would have been 70 today. Isn't it actually incredible to think of Phil Lynott as a 70-year-old man?
But that's the thing, when somebody that iconic dies so young, and I think that's why we are still drawn to these musicians or actors or people of cultural note, it is almost unfathomable to imagine them going the way of, I don't want to call anyone out on it, but rock stars who have aged badly or embarrassingly, or, you know, post a picture of themselves with their wives and people make jokes about it being someone taking their granny out to dinner. You know, it is impossible to imagine. I love Rod Stewart, don't get me wrong, but it's impossible to imagine them. I think as well, like, you have to bear in mind that when Phil Lynott was famous, the world that we know as we know it in terms of cultural references didn't exist. It's almost impossible to imagine him being a meme beyond people posting pictures on Instagram of them beside a statue.
Mm. Yeah, true. And like, I was walking past the Brussels statue, as I do every day, and it just occurred to me, like there's always people around it. Always people around the statue. People come to Dublin and one of the things that they want to do is see the fill in the statue. Yeah.
What would your favourite bits of music by him be? I know you recently appalled me by slagging off Old Town and Sarah.
I didn't slag off Old Town. I said Sarah was drippy, which it is. The only people who like it are men who have daughters, specifically men who have daughters named Sarah.
Girls called Sarah. They tend to love it as well, which is fair.
Even they're a bit sick of it.
Someone wrote a song like that about a D.
This isn't the day for slagging off, Phil.
No, it's not.
I love Old Town, incidentally. I also love King's Call.
King's Call's brilliant.
Yeah, everybody loves
Dancing in the Moonlight always did it for me.
But I also love Yellow Pearl because it was a theme for Top of the Pops when I was getting into music, and that was him and Majeure. I love Out in the Fields. I love all the classic Lizzie singles. I guess the classic Lizzie album is their live album. We've spoken about this last week even. But yeah, I mean,
I was lucky enough to see Lizzie play live once in the City Hall in Cork.
Oh, wow.
We'd have been around 82 or 83, I think, around that era.
Yeah.
It was just electric. City Hall was not what you might think is a sort of the venue for, but that's where it was.
That had been the farewell tour. They did a live album, Live Life, didn't they, from that tour? And then they split up and he went off and formed Grand Slam.
And that's
Then he just really didn't. He just downward spiralled, really, didn't
he? Okay, we have lots of comments coming in about Foo Fighters, and as I'm equal opportunity, I'll read the ones that are in agreement with John Cadell.
Excellent.
Completely agree with John. I'm a huge rock fan, but never got the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl is bloody annoying too. Nirvana was 100% Cobain, says that listener. Another one says, Foo Fighters are the middle-aged man's Green Day.
Matt, where are you going, Matt?
Completely, that was when I had that one already. John is a jerk, but the Foos are pants.
Ooh.
First record was It's Best. At the end of the day, both of you are clueless, says that listener. Yes, indeed. Ask him about the In Your Honours 2 CD album. Acoustic side was great. No?
That guy
is so miserable.
Tell him
Scrooge isn't around for a while yet.
What, I'm supposed to like everything?
Okay. John woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Suffice to say, he's not a fan, but lots of others are fans and enjoy it.
Yeah.
The Moody Critic has been done to death. Not so original yourself now, John, or is that too harsh?
Not a persona. I just say what I
think. That in itself, though, is a critique, so...
Yeah. No, I just, like, why should I pretend I like something if I don't, just because I'm on the radio?
Another one says, ha-ha, good man, John. Nice and simple, supporting you. All right, now, also on this week, and I think the teenagers of the country, not the middle-aged men of the country, will be out in force to hear Post Malone in the RDS on Thursday evening. He recently appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, where both men performed a rendition of The Dubliners, Seven Drunken Nights.
And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boot should be. Well, I called me wife, and I said to her, would you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? You're drunk, you're drunk, you're silly, you're fool, still you cannot see. That is the language of any of your possibly mother said to me. Well, it's many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but laces aren't.
It was actually Jimmy Fallon, not Jimmy Kimmel. Thanks for telling me that, Dee.
No problem.
What's your recommend?
I think it would be absolutely brilliant if he performed that in Dublin. I will say Jimmy Fallon, in fairness to him, he really nails that sort of gravelly Dubliners-esque delivery. I'm not sure that Post Malone's take on it is as strong, but still great.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's known for having a real genre bending style, you know, and I think it's amazing to see musicians that young actually take all these influences from genres that you wouldn't expect them to do.
Yeah, which is Foo Fighters, what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why I read out Chili Peppers.
And also writing on their faces as well. They should do that too.
Well, I don't know that it's writing, but sure, look.
We have more Post Malone. This is congratulations.
My mama calls, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hate and say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bad bitches, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom, yeah, yeah.
Of course, he played the point late last year, didn't he? Sellouts as well. And this again, I think an enormous crowd in the RDS.
But he's had huge success in a relatively short amount of time. And I suppose he's almost in a way a poster child for kind of modern celebrity or modern musical success. He released his first song, I think, on SoundCloud. And within a month, it had over a million listens. And it was then that labels got involved and he signed with Republic. And then he released his first album. And then he played Kylie Jenner's birthday party where he met Kanye West, and they like there's just all these pop culture references, you know, in his life story and in the story of his career, that, you know, you can see why kids today do look up to him.
Yeah, he's obviously connecting, you know,
he's connecting with people. He's a talented musician, yeah. And as I was saying, like it's so clear when you listen to his music that he listens to music beyond the genre that he himself is placed in,
mm-hmm.
And I think that comes across and it makes for a more interesting and dynamic listen.
Yeah.
Okay, listener says John is sounding a lot more like Jack Black in High Fidelity each day. Okay, some of your many comments coming in. The best thing Phil Lynott and Gary Moore did was Parisian Walkways, musical perfection. Another one says, sorry now, but Dave Grohl is rock and roll royalty. Back off, you plebs, says another listener. Matt, don't worry about your man John Cadell. Sure, he likes the Spice Girls. Let him have his rant.
Yes.
Mary in Donegal says, I saw the Foos in Belfast last night. I wish I was in Dublin for tomorrow evening. Unbelievable. You'll have a class night, Matt, says that listener. Okay. And another listener says, in relation to Post Malone and Jimmy Fallon, all a good humour that had a hint of paddywhackery about it, holding their drinks and looking all bawdy.
I was thinking that if we were any less sensitive and if we'd any less of fun for the crack, you know, people could take offence to it.
Well, they were covering the Dubliners,
and I wouldn't
be
surprised if people in this climate did start getting offended by stuff. I'm not.
I think that's a bridge too far for a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think it is.
Most of the times that I've ever seen a Dubliners song performed by an Irish person, yeah, they've had a pint in hand,
yeah,
as well.
And also you have to slap your knee. It's in the rule book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listener wants to know, what band does John play with or write songs for? They must be amazing.
I get this all the time. Like, I'm not the one putting myself out there on a stage saying, come play music to see me write my songs. You don't have to go to Iceland to know it's cold. I mean, for God's sake.
Okay, D Ready, you have seen the new Bruce Springsteen movie, Western Stars. What's it all about?
No, I haven't seen Western Stars. So the trailer for that just came out this week. But I saw the one that was out in cinemas recently, Blinded by the Light.
Okay.
Which is a lovely, lovely film. It's not a perfect film. It's a bit schmaltzy in parts and a bit saccharine in the way the story's told. But that being said, it's a lovely, lovely film about a second generation Pakistani teenager, and he gets really, really into the music of Springsteen. And this is in the late 80s in the UK, so Springsteen isn't even really popular with the rest of the kids in his school, and they can't really understand his obsession with Americana and with this particular artist. But his love for the music is so compelling, and a lot of the lyrics, because it's actually beautifully done. There's one bit where he's listening to it for the first time, and you see him and the listening, and the lyrics are actually going in one ear and coming out the other, and his face is just lighting up, because obviously, and that's one of the best things about Springsteen's music, right, is the lyrics. And you can see how much they mean to this kid in this crap town in northern England, whose father's telling him that life has to be a certain way and you shouldn't go after your dreams, and then he discovers Springsteen. It's really nice.
And let's hear the part of the trailer for the new movie, Western Stars.
Home stuck out as I go.
I've spent 35 years trying to learn how to let go of the destructive parts of my character.
Hey, I'm just traveling.
And I still have days when I struggle with it.
Catch me now, cause tomorrow I'll be gone.
We all have our broken pieces, emotionally, spiritually. In this life, nobody gets away unhurt. And we're always trying to find somebody whose broken pieces fit with our broken pieces and something whole emerges.
You lose track of time. It's all just storms blowing through. Like wild horses.
A certain kind of magic took place.
Chasing wild horses.
The music began to take on a life of its own. Life's mysteries remain and deepen. Its answers unresolved. So you walk on. Through the dark. Because that's where the next morning is.
Tonight the western stars are shining bright again.
Is that Springsteen speaking?
Yeah.
Because he sounds way older speaking than he sounds
doesn't
singing.
He? Yeah.
Have you listened to or watched Springsteen on Broadway?
No.
It is compelling listening. I don't know so much. I haven't seen it, but I've listened to the album. And he speaks a lot and he speaks very eloquently. Mm. But yeah, he sounds every
well, he sounds like an old man.
He sounds every one of his 70 years there, yeah.
Yeah, but the music, he sounds way younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in fairness, with that film I was talking about earlier, they show a clip of him on the telly when he's young, and it hits you in the face how young he is, because you obviously you're kind of used to Springsteen looking a little bit gnarly.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to this?
Can't wait.
Yeah, and like that's the whole point that like Dee very descriptively talked about the Blinded by the Light movie and the way that, you know, music can inspire a kid and can make him feel as though he's not alone. And that's what the best music should do. And that's why, you know, we shouldn't put up with music that says nothing.
Here's a text. Don't ever change, John Cadell. You're the best thing about my Tuesday drive home. I love you. That must be the missus.
Must be.
Okay. All right. Now, Taylor Swift, new album coming out on Friday. Anybody looking forward to that?
Me? Yeah, absolutely. She has written so far three of the greatest singles of the year. She's released with Me and You Need to Calm Down. And now the new one called Lover, which is completely, I mean, Me and You Need to Calm Down are both sort of like very boppy, very sort of upbeat, classic pop. But this one is sort of harking back to her country roots.
Yeah,
and it's
really
a lot
lovely.
More reflective. It's brilliant.
Well, we have a little bit of Lover.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go?
Swift and Lover, and that is very country.
It's great.
Yeah,
I mean, that was where she started. We all know she started as a country artist at 15 or 16 and then sort of evolved into a pop star, and now she's going basically like doffing the cap to her country.
And you can hear the beautiful clarity to her voice on that track. But interestingly enough, Pitchfork have gone back this week, and Day by Day they're re-reviewing or just reviewing for the first time all of her albums that she's released to date. This is her seventh one. And they're even reviewing ones that they wouldn't have reviewed.
Oh, because it's cool now to like Taylor.
Yeah,
so
because,
now Pitchfork are reviewing her. But, cool.
Well, there's a little conspiracy theory online about that, because she's just done a Vogue cover, and both magazines are owned by Condé Nast. So people are wondering, was it all part of one big deal? But regardless of it, it is nice to see music journalists not turn their nose up at someone just because they're
well, they
a
did
pop
the
act.
First time around. So, you know, people call me a music snob. Like Pitchfork are the online equivalent of Jack Black.
And I bet you they were all over Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I bet you they bloody were.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to have a full preview of Electric Picnic next week. But there have still been acts added to the lineup, despite the fact that it's a complete sellout. Who are the latest acts to get the nod, John?
Well, we have to mention Gavin James at the Today FM Soundgarden, exclusively playing for Today FM. Also announced Codaline, Razorlight and Fan Club. Razorlight, one of the few non-Irish bands who have been announced. But yeah, 15 or 16 new artists announced last Friday. Just basically to bolster the lineup. They don't need to do it. They don't need to do it to sell tickets. They're just, obviously these acts must have been in reserve all the time, and they're just basically drip fed and have drip fed the lineup over the last few months.
And of course, you had your own big announcement as well. Gavin James is going to be in the Soundgarden.
He's going to be in the Today FM Soundgarden on the Friday night as well. So that's the only gig he's playing at Electric Picnic.
Excellent. Picks of the week. What have we got?
Go, Dee.
We've only got about 2 minutes max, so quickly.
So mine is The Murder Capital, When I Have Fears. That's out this week. They're a Dublin-based post-punk band. I particularly enjoy when I can hear someone's accent on their music, and this is a Dublin accent, so all the more enjoyable for me.
Green and Blue. Back because, as usual, I've run out of time. So that's The Murder Capital. What's your pick, John?
Well, OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, announced
back to the 80s.
Yeah, well, yes and no. They've announced the release of a 5 CD and 2 DVD career spanning retrospective coming out next month. But Matt, to show you the lie of that, they have a brand new single which is included in it, and this is called Don't Go.
Well, we're going to play out on that because we're out of time. Ed Smith is up next. Of course, he has got Ed's National Anthems, and of course Phil Lynott will feature, I'm told. Thank you very much to Dee Reddy and John Cadell, and we play out with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Don't Go.
Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.